Okay, so today we're going deep on Lecrae,
All right.
multifaceted, hip hop artist, author, activist.
That's right.
And just the amount of stuff that you sent me,
Yeah.
just looking at it really does kind of underscore the fact that he's had a pretty big impact,
Yeah.
not only in the music industry,
Oh, yeah.
but also on the broader culture.
Absolutely. And you know what really struck me as I was looking through the sources you sent is how much Lecrae really navigates these really complex intersections. So I think for this deep dive, it would be really interesting to kind of figure out how he walks that line between his deeply held faith and engaging in like mainstream culture, and also to really unpack like what are those core themes that run through his music. And also, I think it'd be really fascinating to see the impact he's had on other artists to really explore, you know, those pivotal moments that kind of defined his career. And then, of course, like taking a closer look at his activism as well.
And the stuff that you sent over is a really good foundation for that.
Yeah.
There's some stuff in here about his activism and just his really authentic engagement
Yeah.
with mainstream culture, and then also his impact on other artists.
Yeah.
Then of course we've got the breakthrough with the Rehab album, the lyrical themes that kind of run through all of his work,
Yeah.
the significance of the album Anomaly. And then also, his early life and all of the influences that kind of shaped him, the
Right?
strategies that he uses to kind of engage with culture, and then also some really interesting perspectives from Christian Culture News on his career and impact.
Absolutely. There's a lot to cover.
So maybe the best place to start, it's just like right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little bit about Lecrae's early life and, what were some of those experiences that really kind of shaped him?
Sure. So Lecrae Devine Moore was born on October 9th, 1979, in Houston, Texas. And his early years were definitely formative, you know, being raised in a single parent household and in a neighborhood that was dealing with a lot of its own challenges, you know, including, you know, his own personal struggles with substance abuse. And it's really interesting, his early musical influences were very diverse. It spanned hip hop, but also rock, R&B pop.
So kind of all over the place.
Yeah, but you know, there was a real turning point. And I think it's key to understanding his journey, which is his encounter with Christianity in his early 20s. And this really became like the bedrock of his artistry. It profoundly influenced his worldview and his creative output from that point forward.
Okay, so you've got those early influences kind of all over the place musically, and then this really, kind of earth-shattering event
Yeah.
of finding his faith.
Right.
So how did he first kind of venture into the music world from that point?
So he starts his journey in the early 2000s, and initially his focus was in the Christian rap scene, which is a subgenre of hip hop that focuses on faith-based themes. And, you know, it found a lot of its early audience within Christian communities. And so this provided a space for him to kind of fuse his faith with his artistic expression. His debut album, Real Talk, came out in 2004. And it really established him within the Christian music community. It showcased his lyrical skills and his deep commitment to his faith.
Right, and then I guess the next kind of big thing that we've got here is the Rehab album in 2010.
Exactly.
And your notes really emphasize this as a turning point in his career.
Yeah.
So what was it about Rehab that made it so significant?
So Rehab, which was his third studio album, came out in 2010, and it was really a significant juncture in his career because it wasn't just connecting with his existing faith-based audience, it was actually gaining a lot of attention from mainstream listeners as well. And so this album really marked his crossover into the broader music industry and showed that he could resonate with people outside of those traditional Christian music circles. And one of the really clear indicators of this was that it debuted at number 10 on the Billboard 200, which is huge, and really cemented his position as like a serious artist in the wider music world.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, what was it about this particular album
Yeah.
that kind of broke those boundaries,
Right.
that he had been kind of working within before that?
Yeah, totally.
So what were the kind of messages and the stories that he was telling that
Yeah.
resonated with people so much?
So when you look at his lyrics, there are a few really consistent core themes. One is definitely faith and spirituality. And within that, he explores a lot of concepts like redemption, grace, hope. But you know what makes his work really compelling is his willingness to go into these really human personal struggles. Mm-hmm. Right, so issues of identity, addiction, mental health.
Yeah.
These are all present in his music. And what's really important is that he also engages with big societal issues like racism, poverty, social justice. Mm-hmm. And he often examines them through the lens of his faith. Mm-hmm. And I think another really vital element is that he's consistently trying to bridge that gap between faith and mainstream culture.
Right.
And he often does this through really authentic personal narratives.
Yeah.
Like he openly shares his own spiritual journey in the struggles that he's faced and tracks like church clothes and all I need is, these are highlighted in the notes you sent me. And they really show these complex dimensions that he's exploring within the context of faith. And, for Lecrae, his faith isn't just like a compartmentalized aspect of his life.
Right.
It's really the framework through which he views and interacts with the whole world.
Right. Yeah. He's not shying away from it at all.
No, not at all.
He's really, like you said, kind of using it as the lens to view everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So that's kind of the message. But we were talking about how he kind of crossed over into this more mainstream space.
Yeah.
And the notes that you sent me also talk about how he has a very strategic approach to mainstream culture.
Right.
So how does he kind of navigate that while still, staying true to himself and being authentic?
He's got a few strategies that I think are worth pointing out.
Okay.
One is that he actively participates in like non-religious events,
mm-hmm.
like mainstream music festivals different kinds of venues.
Yeah.
So this puts him directly in front of a much more diverse audience.
Right.
And creates those opportunities for conversations about faith that maybe wouldn't happen otherwise.
Right. Yeah.
I think another really important thing is his collaborations with secular artists.
Yeah.
I mean, these partnerships bridge genres,
mm-hmm.
and they introduce his music to like totally new listeners who might not typically seek out music with a faith-based message.
Right.
But he's still staying true to his core message. And throughout his career, he's been really intentional about maintaining a strong sense of authenticity by sharing his personal narratives, his struggles, his spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And this fosters a sense of relatability with a really broad audience.
Yeah, because everybody can relate to struggle.
Absolutely.
Everybody can relate to, kind of finding their way.
Yeah. And he's also really willing to address these kind of difficult and sometimes uncomfortable topics, honestly.
Hmm.
And, his beliefs are always reflected in his lyrics.
Yeah.
And even in his written work.
Okay.
So like his books, Unashamed and I Am Restored.
Hmm.
These contribute to the sense of authenticity because they give us a deeper insight into his experiences and what he believes.
It's like a very integrated approach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, speaking of his impact, it seems like it's been pretty widespread.
Yeah.
Particularly for other artists who also kind of identify as faith-based. So how would you say Lecrae has influenced the wider music community?
I think he's widely recognized as a real pioneer who's paved the way for other faith-based artists to gain some mainstream recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his success really shows that it's possible to achieve a broad reach and acceptance beyond Christian music circles while still openly expressing faith.
Yeah.
So he's really inspired a whole new generation of artists across different genres to more openly integrate faith into their work.
Wow.
And that signals a big shift, I think, in the music landscape.
Yeah.
And his journey shows that you don't have to choose between mainstream success and staying true to your beliefs.
Right.
You can do both.
Yeah.
And another really important thing are his collaborations with mainstream artists.
Okay.
This has been huge for expanding the reach of Christian hip hop and introducing it to new and diverse audiences.
Yeah. And like you were saying before, it's not just, Christian people listening to his music.
Yeah.
It's, crossing over into all these different.
All kinds of people.
Yeah. All these different genres.
Right.
And it's really bringing that message of faith.
Exactly.
To people who maybe would never have heard it.
Yeah. That's a powerful legacy to have.
Yeah. And so then we come to Anomaly in 2014.
Yes.
Which is another huge moment for him.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what made this album so significant.
Anomaly came out in 2014, and it was a historic achievement.
Okay.
Because it debuted at number one on the Billboard 200.
Wow.
which made Lecrae the first Christian rapper to ever top that chart.
That's huge.
Yeah. And it wasn't just commercially successful.
Right.
It really symbolized the intersection of faith and hip-hop culture on a really massive mainstream scale.
Yeah.
It showed that an artist could be very open about their faith
yeah.
and still reach the highest levels of mainstream success.
Wow.
And reach an audience far beyond, you know, what we usually think of as faith-based music. And so Anomaly really cemented Lecrae's place as a cultural figure.
Yeah.
Bridging cultural divides, bridging genre divides, and fostering understanding through his art.
Okay, so then let's talk a little bit about his activism and his involvement in social issues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it seems like that's something that's really important to him.
Absolutely. His activism is really multifaceted.
Okay.
But a big focus is on mental health awareness.
Okay.
And, you know, he's really open about his own struggles with mental health.
Uh-huh.
And he does that to try and destigmatize these issues.
Okay.
And to encourage others to seek help, you know, without shame.
That's so important.
Yeah. And he always emphasizes that, you know, mental well-being is just as crucial as physical health.
Yeah, for sure.
Another key area for him is community development.
Okay.
He partners with organizations that promote education and provide resources to underprivileged youth.
Mm-hmm.
So things like mentorship programs, scholarship funds.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And while that's kind of his more direct activism,
he
also uses his platform and his lyrics to talk about broader social justice issues, especially affecting marginalized communities.
Mm-hmm.
So his lyrics often touch on topics like systemic racism and poverty. And that shows how his faith really informs his engagement with those big societal challenges.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he shies away from anything.
No, he doesn't.
He's really willing to tackle all these different issues through his music and through his actions.
Absolutely.
And so let's circle back to the books for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, what are some of the themes in those books?
So his books, Unashamed and I Am Restored, they give you these really profound and intimate glimpses into his life.
Mm-hmm.
And his beliefs.
Okay.
So Unashamed really dives into his personal journey, the struggles he's faced, and the complexity of keeping his faith, you know, in this really challenging world.
Right.
And it explores these big themes of identity and redemption, which are also present in his music. I Am Restored focuses a bit more on resilience than renewal. And it offers guidance based on the lessons he's learned.
Okay.
So, you know, his writing really complements his music.
Yeah.
It gives you a deeper understanding of his perspective, his experiences, and the things that drive his work.
Okay. So clearly, you know, he's very transparent about his journey.
Yes.
You know, both the good and the bad.
Yeah.
But has that ever caused any challenges or controversies for him?
It has, navigating that space between his faith and his engagement with the mainstream. You know, it hasn't been without its challenges.
Yeah, because you're kind of trying to please two different audiences.
Yeah, and he's faced scrutiny and criticism from both sides.
Okay.
So some in the Christian community have expressed concern about him, you know, kind of moving towards a sound that they see as more secular.
Okay.
Like he might be diluting his message or compromising his belief to appeal to a broader audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, conversely, you have some people in the secular world who just dismiss him as a Christian artist.
Right.
And that limits how they see him and his work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, through it all, he's been really resilient.
Okay.
And he often engages in these open dialogues about his choices and his mission to bridge those cultural divides.
Oh, right.
And he's always stayed true to his beliefs.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be tough to navigate that.
Yeah.
That kind of middle ground.
It does.
Yeah. So when we kind of look at, you know, everything that he's accomplished, what would you say is his overall significance?
I think Lecrae is a true trailblazer in Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
And he's resonated with so many different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And his music brings solace, guidance, a sense of belonging to those grappling with questions of faith in the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
And critics, you know, often praise his innovative sound and his willingness to push boundaries and his collaborations have really broadened the reach of Christian hip hop and fostered this really important dialogue.
Yeah.
And he's inspired a new generation of artists.
Yeah.
To be more confident about integrating their faith into their work.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's had a huge impact.
Yeah, so this deep dive into Lecrae has been fascinating.
Yeah.
And I think it really underscores this idea that he's created this unique blend of faith and mainstream appeal through his storytelling, his musical versatility, and then also his commitment to those social issues that we were talking about before.
Absolutely.
And so it really makes you think about how artists today are kind of navigating that intersection of their beliefs and the demands of mainstream culture.
Right.
And so I guess the question is, what do you think Lecrae's journey tells us about the possibilities and the challenges
of, you know, being true to yourself
while also engaging with a wide audience?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.